Shalom and bless the Lord. You know, since the time we were together from our morning call, I fried some bacon and made some eggs and biscuits. And we had a wonderful time around the table with Shelley, her son, Cody, and his wife, and Cody's three daughters. And we just had a wonderful, wonderful time in between. I meant to look up something, and since I had my family time, and that's what Thanksgiving is about, I didn't look it up. But I remember reading about the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims, and they had had what they called the starving time before the year that we had the first Thanksgiving. And during the starving time, they had to limit what they ate to a few kernels of corn, 4 or 5 kernels of corn, and something else. I forgot what it was. That's what I was going to look up. So when they had the Thanksgiving where they prayed and the rain came and the blessings came and Squanto came and they had a wonderful Thanksgiving with plenty, but they put out a plate for each of the participants with those few kernels of corn and whatever else little thing it was, so that they could remember how the God had blessed them from where they came. And I think sometimes that helps us to, many of us, you know, I mean, there was a time when I, in my own, well, my, anyway, you just thank God from where he brought you. You thank God from the times when some of you didn't even know him, and now you know him. Like Max, for instance. He didn't even know about God. He didn't even know about Thanksgiving, but now he knows. And so we're just so very, 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 very thankful. And being thankful is so good for us. Of course, God appreciates and loves our loving him back. But remember this morning he said that he made us, his purpose in creating mankind was to shed his love on us. And that is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And then we are thankful for that. And I wanted to remind you that maybe around some of your tables, there are not those who are walking with God as they should. And what you can do, your part for them is to show them love. But what you can do is bind devils. You don't have to do it in front of anybody. You can do it in the bathroom. But bind devils and don't let them act up. And that way, even the people in your family, and if they're in your family and they come to your house or you're together, you have some authority over the atmosphere. You take your authority and don't let the devils bind in. Don't let them have anything to do with it. Praise the Lord. And you're helping them. They don't even know it, but just imagine how terrible it would be to be bothered by demons. And so you're giving them a little respite, a little rest on Thanksgiving Day. Bless the Lord. Father, we want to thank you and praise you. Praise you for you. Thank you for you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the great plan of redemption that you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the instrument that you use to bring all those divine truths to us. And he indwells us, and we are the temple, the very temples of the Holy Spirit. We're just so thankful, so thankful, so thankful. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Miss Billy. I'm just listening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for you and for everybody on this Thanksgiving holiday. We're just so thrilled, you know, to be where we are today. We are to be thankful.
Amen.
For where we are today. Praise God. Yes.
Amen. I want to ask you a question, Brother Max. Was the man whose church you went to when you walked the aisle, was that Mike Keller?
Yes.
Well, we were sitting.
Yes.
We were sitting around the table this morning, and well, between the calls, and I made a big breakfast. And Shelley's husband went to be with the Lord in 2005. His name was Bob Oakes. And when he was growing up, his family always took a fishing trip to northern Minnesota and then on over to North Dakota. And he kept a diary of it. So he's gone on to heaven now. So they're around the table with Shelley's son, Cody, and his children. And Shelley went and got a diary of a fishing trip that Bob Oakes took when Cody was about, I don't know, 10 years old or something like that, with Mike Keller. And we're sitting at the table, and we're reading this diary of the fishing trip, which Bob kept very intricate notes every day. And they were with Mike Keller.
Wow, I did not know that. I don't think even
they
Mike
didn't,
mentioned that.
They didn't know it either. And so Shelley had that out. And we said, oh, my goodness, there's another God dot. Bob went fishing with Mike Keller, which we knew because we were all in the same ministerial association. It was Jim Caseman's. And so they knew each other through the ministerial association and got a fishing trip. And it was the same Mike Keller where you walked the aisle.
My Jesus, wow. I look. Yep. I'm sure Quinn is listening. She'll contact Kim, his wife, and she'll let him know.
And it was,
I know Mike Keller. He have a boat, and he go to Devil's Lake.
They went to Devil's Lake. They started out in northern Minnesota, and then they went over to Devil's Lake, and they caught a boatload of fish. So Quinn asked Mike Keller if he remembers going fishing with Bob Oakes and Cody when Cody was just a boy.
Praise God. Yeah, he never mentioned that. Even when he came to Adam's Assembly, he know of you for sure.
Yes.
But he I don't think he ever mentioned that unless if Quinn know about it.
He might have forgotten about it, I don't know. But evidently they had a great time. Bless the Lord. And
wow.
Cody got a fish hook at Devil's Lake in his thumb and had to go to the emergency room, but praise the Lord, all is well now. Hallelujah. You know, those are wonderful times. He, as Bob was writing in his diary, the main thing was the fellowship that he was having and the time with his son. And those are just wonderful, wonderful things. And they mean a lot to God. God wants you to do that. He wants you to have time with your family. Sometimes, you know, I mean, when you're in the ministry, you have to be sure that your family knows you love them and you have time that's just for them. Bless the Lord. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for our families. Father, I want to thank you for my family. You put me in a good family to grow up in. You gave me a husband who loved me, and you gave me children and grandchildren, and they love the Lord, and I am just so thankful. Just so thankful, Father, in the name above all names. And I'm asking you today, Lord, I want you to visit. I want you to make known to each one of my children your presence, your guiding, your leading. Some of them are not as close as others. They all love you down deep, but there's some that are closer. And I want you to draw all of them closer because we can all be closer. I can be closer. And I just do pray for our families today. And there are those that are out there, families, loved ones, that the enemy has caused rifts or whatever you might call it. But we ask you for restitutions in families. You told Gary Wood when he came back from heaven, there would be three signs of the soon coming of the Lord. A spirit of prayer. And that's what we're experiencing right now. Hallelujah. That there would be miracles. And we are thanking you for what we're seeing of that now. And then you said there would be a spirit of restitution. So this Thanksgiving, I would particularly ask you, Father, and we together, I know everybody would agree, for our families to be restored. when there have been rifts and schisms, I would ask you, Father, for the spirit of restitution and restoration to be back in the families. Oh,
Amen.
Father, how we love you.
Amen.
Oh, Father, it's just to think of you, Father, and how you set up families. It's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful how you set up families. You started with a family. The children of Israel were a family. Jesus and John the Baptist were cousins, and there were brothers in the 12 disciples. And Mary, Jesus' mother, had family all around her, the other Marys. You love families. And we thank you as families sit around the table, and my family tomorrow as we sit around the table. I just thank you for the love of God flowing in vast supply in Jesus' name. Eyes that have been dry, may they be wet with tears because they sense the Lord is near. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we love you. Mikango latif kadanje. Mistodogo bakana kombe. Ishantodogo brakafra kadikangala kambrianda. Imantuta, imantuta, imantuta. Prima non gua balatoshka da brico no coratangabria tote di cambatia. Isanto do cocosica pacule cambacca. Me chaco fraxia da coracandiasco. I libri hito coshua. Prima no coroco dole cambico. E santo la coho fracai, e la coho la cobi de gicapara, e gene coho rocotosca ti fracatasca, cascatandiero non a coce, gavidania, gavidania, gavidania. Anto do coho rocatito no coce, de cahala cacangara cadasca ta casacito, e santo, e santo, e santo. Grivi di cosua tance de cotohoshe capanca la congracati di go oce, e che la caiana corocone ne corococa la sata cohoshe kibra. O se ne cotoria ma calaca cambre che de godohoshe congra godole cocoria manacaia. Evelehoshua, stumpa catino no qua. Stumpa catino. Masco dobre, crivagno no coholo, cobitai. Cravido husua, tanier. Alicor con diavra cotibraca. Elemeno no nonce, tisha caracaca, malecogno no coracatisco. Givele hitonca. Griva no coholo con piptia noca. Kere kohoro kon gambra. Ishato. Kappe kate konga. Kappe te kahale kombe eli konga alito. Karkapitio. Mashko dumore kandiyange ne kohosha. Kriva la konyerto. Alibe. Ubafinto naki latito. Crambi tascherno ni caracadene. I jantole per le cohore compiti hanno corocodosca. Cali con cappa. Bidu cohore con bebliato, le cohore con giangli da chi, hanno corocotole capanga. Oresiano. Me qua. I shanto. Moto kohola ko pappa. Kimena kohala kon kara ke fetio no koroko doshka da prika teka danje. Ika la kohoro kon pakta no koroko doshka de brakatai. Mele to horoko pi, mele ko to horoko pa, anstio. Meko laka. Meko klaka pa pefran no koroko ndiaden kohoro ko dishka takai. Egalakai, Elagakai, Elagakai, Kakaramanya, Toramaya, Toramanyana. Ha ha, la coraco baby. Et je ne gauche pas. Je ne comprends pas. Kalikonga raka. Kalikonga compagne ni qua. Je ne comprends pas. Con grobere digne ni qua. Mistu otopa. Mistia toko pachetien. Give it a to. Give it a to, give it a to, give it a to, give it a to, give it a to. Capigno, capigno, capigno. Give it a to, mina katashka. Cridagno no kohoro kole capigno. Astuer. Astuer niko. Astuer niko fi. Astanco capito, capito, capito. Comprati, hanno comprebere il cotto schwa. E je ne comprends pas. Oh, 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 latito, latito. Gravidagno no qua, chatora. Chatora caffrene, ne cala ca cambra. E je decaleti, ne cala ca caia. Anziano na kieto. Amina kakolo kobre keti kefra. Jitora. Jitora mia. Jitora mia kanka isha tokolo kopti elakaya na ka. Gingo. Gingo freta. Gingo freta mika. Gingo frete mica, non niente caffrai, i te colanga alla cobre, li te cacciante, no coro conosca, ti attagne. O sapra che ti si faccio, no coro condisca. Li te cobri, fracote, no coro a calasciate, i genio no tu cofrete la capiato. Gavileato Nicolai. Gaviatagno Nicolai, chi ve la canote e Gianierto. E io dico, Rosa, mi sto ti tacca pacaia na co, vedi un no quascia te le cafraco. Che bella caia. Asha na karaka disko to kopre kafra kada gala kaka. Indiana kora. Indiana kora kinga, Indiana kora kinye. Lalatu, 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 ta kahala kaya na kahala ka papa. Mekolo kopa. Nikola Popakaya, Nunya Nagohra Kodoshka Dabrika Dagadanshi. Oh, Father, Mishato. Mishato Frangi Hitiakto, the Kubranye, Ibacho, Ibacho. Abroswitanya Nagohra Kodoshka Dabrika Dagadafra. Edibahachua. Nino non nombre che fra cabino, caraca cabi, alla tonierto non gombi la caca callantia. Bishwer agnoto, bishwer agnoto mica, bishwer agnoto cambi, tutto cubo, ego le gambe e se cotebre, pitiano cai. Pitiano quai. Pitiano quai, pitiano quai. E je ne vore kodashka tapri. E je ne maka nyana gore kodashka dampri katika doho shakya. E le gabra frakanya ne gore kodimbra kataloko shede de kupa. E svita joshua konto to goho shakapitio. Gele kambrakya no goho shakapra e valetonia e valetonia e valetonia kakomia. Mene qua, ma tu te go hoshekta, na na ka prete de go doshka da brikatia. Mahasho, mahasho, mahasho. Ebru tushuato dogoho shakito koprakanya na koholo kambraktya. Migurde kopre, mashutebre. Mashutebre frenya, mashutebre finya niko, broskidika. Broskidika lange eje de gobra, eje de kobra, eje de kobra. Frete, frete, frete. Kumbra. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Gemano qua le combre che di Galakai, e shatoto kohoshe kapienio no kohoroko delle kappa, danio no querio, danio no querio, danio no querio, mangala kohoro kapito, mangala kohoro manaka lattia, e jato, e jato, e jato, frete, frete, frete. Kisamakai, kisamakai, kisamakai. Holy art thou, holy art thou, holy art thou. Oh, Yeshua, mandi vita. Grestiondi di macchia fracchiato. Baleanto la vito. Oh, macchiata, macchiata, macondia. Mesi de coscia. Crivi de calacaia. E chantò, e chantò, e chantò. Cribe le corra condia le corra caffaccia. E gene la calacai, malacai, malacai. Cribe le codvernia na corra cotagna ne coholacca. Cribe le cotvers cotonce le cotohosciatta. E chattò togohosce caprica che cohai. Nenio no cora manai. Nenio, nenio, ha. Bishayata, ah. Crivado cora batiasco do genie ne qua. Vide tofra cadange de goho shokje, balatora manai kaya. Kivili duho shwa, e shantoto coprica, meladonia ne qua. Meladonia ni qua. Ishe dora manai. Ishe domora caffè, 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 caffè. Cationa, cationa, cationa. Gebele tushqua, beletonia ni qua. Meshi tolo copre che le kangara katai. Gebele hitianto do gojwa. Agala kanka. Mu onyate. Mu onyate fendie. Mega onyeke. Tersh di gombra. En frangie. Mosti bele cobra. Mosti de kai. Oh, Father, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Divili Hushwe el Kangarayata Nakumba Lakito Lokombrika de Galache. Ije de Gohushwe tonokoraka de Kangambraka de Kora, tene Koroko deske de Kapai, de la Kopenye, Nikalakai. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Imano Kushe, Pilikabraka li Kangaraga doblete di Kanga. E me le hai fatte le cotosche d'Africa di Gadasca. Pesche di bra. Besu alla cora manata la catisca d'ance. E già non vorrò cotosche di bra che attacca fra le congre che della congratia. Meshki antobrika de gadahash mantini gadahasha kabrika de gadahasha kara kandanya ni gadashka. Ishkadabrika de katanya. Ikafra halakaya na kahala kangara gadashka damrika de gadeshka de katakambre. Marko dobrika de kofrenge. Ishatoforo kamprake ne kodohoshe kabra kate gondionda. E se me ne qua, e chantò, te le goho sciacambra. Dishete gohoro kondiana koro kodiangde de goho freg diana no nungre ke de gafra. Tetoro goho shankya. Mekwara kadaha brakaya makole ke helikapra. Meno nombre, meno nombre, meno nombre. Iga shato freka te kala. Gebro dopri kafra kalayanto to koho shangja na kohoro kodyashko donje de godoho shakabra. Ivala ha dompre ke de kafratya na koho shebre. Isato kopre ke ne kadaha shakambra. Isato kohoro kongu ke kakabra kata koho shenge. Ishiri kohoro kodyakte de godoho shakambra. Kivela topre kete kafrahali kanka. Kivela doria manoki, manoki, manoki. Ishato, ishato. Kivela kotohori kampanya, ne kohoro kotiondo, ne koho shekara kataya. Kavela kotevri nunwa, shere gombratya, ne kohoro kotionta. Kafraka de gohole kambre kete katanya. Isere gobrecchie, isere gobrecchie. E shanto, e shanto, e shanto. Cosce te cohore caprecchie, fraca don shanta. Cosce de brehevra concra, cadilica cangra. Isce te cohore cotianto, rego fracaia. Mi ricopre, mi ricopre, mi ricopre. Blida tiana cora. Blida tiana na kora kangara gadaha shakabre. Ishato kopreske tanya na kohoro kopanga. Beletora, beletora, beletora. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. While we were praying, I began to think about the angels that God has blessed us to attend us in our lives. And I thought about one of the words that he gave us, a statement this morning. You should never fear. Rather, you should shout praise for the security I give you. And at Autumn Assembly, we have met this wonderful couple, Kathy and Steve Boyles, B-O-Y-L-S. And he gave his testimony at Autumn Assembly. He had an amazing experience in heaven. And when he was in the hospital and they were tracking him with COVID, he saw hovering over him this face, this olive skin face and dark hair and white robe and gown. And he said, "Hello, Steve. I'm Marzuka. I'm your angel. M-A-R-Z-U-K-A. That is spelled M-A-R-Z-U-K-A. But during that time, this is what was reminding me while I was praying. Marzuka told him, "You have no idea how many times I've saved your life." And I thought about the statement from this morning. You should never fear. Rather, you should shout praise for the security I give you. And you know who is our security force? Angels. Angels. Amen. They're our security force. Max is traveling in some of the most dangerous spots and places. And he's accompanied by security on the ground. But oh my, their unseen security that has saved Max's. I'd love to see the replay, Max, of your life. Yeah. That the angels, when the angels have saved you. My husband got to see it one time, a replay of the times in his life when angels. So I just felt we ought to comply with that right now. And let's all praise the Lord right now for the security force of angels. Father, I just praise you. I shout hallelujah and thank you that when I go to Israel and our core goes to Israel, we have the security that you provided for us. And every day of our lives on this earth, We have unseen security. And every day of my life that I've lived, they've been there. And I want to thank you for it and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Brother Max, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We are so thankful.
Such a
weekend with thanksgiving. We give you the
yes.
thanksgiving. Thank you.
It's so
all
full
right.
What all he's given us. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes.
Family,
yes.
blessings, food, clothes, airplane tickets, angels, friends, prayer partners. So much to thank him for.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see here. Praise the Lord. First statement. Just to remind you the importance of planning. Yeah, just to remind you the importance of planning your life for the glory of God. For the glory of God. So you are able to live on purpose and follow where God leads with an S. To live on purpose and follow where God leads. Okay, I'll read it again. Just to remind you the importance of planning your life for the glory of God, so you are able to live on purpose and follow where God leads. That is the statement. Job, the book of Job, 28:28. Job 28, verse 28. James 1:5. Job 12:13. Job 12:13. So Job 28:28, James 1:5, Job 12:13.
Okay.
Next statement is underlined. All of it. So this one is underlined, all of it. Trust that I has good things. Trust that I has good things for my children. Trust that I has good things for my children in heaven.
For my
children in heaven. For my
trust
children
God,
in
I have good things for my children. And then what?
In heaven.
In heaven.
Mm-hmm. And all be revealed on the day of Jesus Christ. and all be revealed on the day of Jesus Christ, keep pressing, keep pressing into your Lord. Keep pressing into your Lord, seeking my purpose. Seeking my purpose and my will. Seeking my purpose and my will. Faithfully.
Faithfully?
Faithfully. Faithfully. Guide your steps. Guide your steps. Okay, I'll read it again. All underlined. Trust that I have good things for my children in heaven, and all be revealed on the day of Jesus Christ. Keep pressing into your Lord. Keep pressing into your Lord, seeking my purpose and my will. Faithfully guide your steps. That is the statement. Well, we have four scriptures of Proverbs, just one after another. Okay. First one, Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. Proverbs 11, 14, 1, 4. Proverbs 11, 14. Proverbs.
He gave us that this morning.
Oh, he did?
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Proverbs 11, 14. Proverbs 20, 18. Proverbs 20, 18. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 6. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 6. So, Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. Proverbs 11, 14, Proverbs 20, 18, Proverbs 2, 1 through 6.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about that third one. Was it Proverbs 20, 18?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next statement, let's see here. Okay, the end of it is underlined. The beginning is not. And it reads like this. I'll point it out. In this prayer, with my friend and prophet. In this prayer with my friend and prophet is a strong faith in God. Is a strong faith in God. Oh, corrector. Is that how you read it? Corrector? C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R?
C-H. Character.
I hear you. Character. Okay, thank you. Character.
Mm-hmm.
In God, character, that weathers and storm following character that weathers and storm following. Now the underlying part, after following the Lord's purpose for your life. The Lord's, with an S, the Lord's purpose for your life, and being in the center, and being in the center of my will. So the underlying part is
okay, underlined from the Lord's purpose. Okay.
Got yeah, underlined part start the Lord's purpose mm-hmm. for your life and being in the center of my will. Okay, the whole statement is like this. In this prayer, with my friend and prophet, is a strong faith in God, character that weathers and storm following. Underline part, the Lord's purpose for you, for your life and being in the center of my will. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What letters? Do you have A-N before storm?
Before the storm? What is the word storm? Oh, weathers and storm.
And
yeah, A-N-D. Yeah.
A-N-D?
A-N-D. And, correct.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Psalm 90, verse 12. Psalm 90, 12. 90, verse 12. First Peter 1, 13. 1 Peter 1:13. 1 Corinthians 2:10. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Okay. So Psalm 90:12, 1 Peter 1:13, 1 Corinthians 2:10. Next statement. This one is not underlined. A deep trust in my faith. Oh, faithfulness. Sorry. A deep trust in my faithfulness that God knows. That God knows and guides your future. Yeah, that's a statement. I read it again. A deep trust in my faithfulness that God knows and guides your future.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Then the Lord gave us James 4, verses 14 and 15. James 4, 14 and 15. Isaiah 61:1. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. Listen, church. Yeah, listen, church. Worry about what might happen.
Listen, church, and then what?
Listen, church. Worry, W-O-R-R-Y, about what might happen. Steals peace, S-T-E-A-L-S.
Mm-hmm.
Steals peace from what? Is happening. I'm not getting this one. Okay, I'll read it again. Listen, church, worry about what might happen. Steals peace from what is happening.
Okay. Here's what is that the whole statement?
Yeah.
Okay, in other words, listen, church, worry about what might happen steals peace from what is happening.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
So you could be having a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, which is something that's happening. But if you're worrying about going back to work Friday or Monday, what's going on at the office, that steals peace from your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, here we got it. I'll read it again.
Okay.
Listen, church. Worry about what might happen steals peace from what is happening.
Yeah, that's a statement. Okay, it makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay, praise the
In other
Lord.
words, he said, don't bar a future from, don't worry about tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, next statement. This one is not underlined. Treat like this. When you are watching the world, WORLD, when you are watching the world become increasingly, yeah, when you are watching the world become increasingly unstable. Increasingly unstable and wondering what's coming next. That's a statement. When you are watching the world become increasingly unstable and wondering what's coming next. It's the same thing, like the first statement with the underline. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
He's telling us something here. Another
Yeah.
statement. Another statement here, and it's not underlined. Your assurance that things will work out is me, your God and Lord. Your assurance that things will work out is me, your God and Lord. That's the statement.
You know what that reminds me of too? He told
What?
us, I'm working. You can't see me working. It's just like an
Yeah.
X too. When Jesus was, they were having to go down, and be enrolled. He said that. It's just like X two. I'm working. You can't see me.
Yeah.
So I think he's
Yeah.
saying, don't worry about all this stuff that's going on. I'm at work. That's what is
Yeah.
happening. I'm at work, and it's all going to work out.
And don't lose peace or joy.
Yeah, don't lose your peace, don't lose your joy. Trust God.
Amen. All right, we have another Proverbs, and that is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And we know this one. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Then we have James again, 4, 13 through 15. James 4, verses 13 through 15, 1-5. Next is
He already gave
Psalm.
us that. He needs to
He
give it
did?
us
Just,
again. He
I'm
gave
not,
us James
yeah.
4, 14 and 15. Now he went back and picked up another verse from the beginning, but he
Oh,
gave us
cool.
14 and 15 again. When he does that, it's for
13.
emphasis. Yeah.
Yeah, he brought us back one verse, which is 13 here. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So James 4, 13 and 15 through to 15. Then Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. Okay, this statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. I will accomplish all my purposes. Yeah, I will accomplish all my purposes. God has plans with an S for you. God has plans for you. plans for welfare and
welfare. Mm-hmm.
Welfare, okay. Plans for welfare and not for evil.
Mm-hmm.
And not for evil. Your times with an S. Your times are in my hands with an S. Your times are in my hands. Comforting you all, church. Yeah, comforting you all, church. That's a statement, and I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. I will accomplish all my purposes. God has plans for you. Plans for welfare and not for evil. Your times are in my hands. Comforting you all, church. Okay. Did I say the statement is underlined?
If I didn't, yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Ecclesiastes 11:5. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 5. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. All right. Next statement. Read like this. It is not underlined, but it read like this. Can you remind yourselves that God is for you? Can you remind yourselves that God is for you? You are found in Christ. You are found in Christ. Those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. Wow. Those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. Okay, I'll read it again. Can you remind yourselves that God is for you? You are found in Christ. Those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. Wow. Okay. Oh, then he gave us John 10:10. And after John 10:10, he gave us Romans 8:31. So John 10:10, Romans 8:31. Let's see here. This statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Read like this. Do this, church. Command all spiritual forces. Command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave.
Yes.
And go. Yeah. Wow, this statement is underlined. Do this, church. Command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave and go where Jesus sends you. I am equipping you with all you need. I am equipping, E-Q-U-I-P-P-I-N-G. Yeah, I am equipping you with all you need to walk in victory. Wow. Okay. I read it again. Do this, church. Command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave and go where Jesus sends you. I am equipping you with all you need to walk in victory. I'm trying to
Is
understand
it all
the
underlined?
Word. Yes, it's all underlined. I'm sure when you read it, you'll explain it to us, put it this way. Okay. Next is, two scriptures, and then we're done. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Philippians 3, 14. Did he give us this one too? Philippians 3, 14. Trust in me. Oh, no, that was 1:6.
I think what he said in that last statement is the same thing I was talking about. When you go to your Thanksgiving dinner, tell all the spiritual forces to leave.
Yes.
Remember
yes.
we talked about that? That's what he's just saying thing over.
Yeah.
So this is, do this, church. Now this is what you do. Command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave. Period. And do this, church. I added that do this, church, from the beginning.
Okay.
Go where Jesus sends you. See, that's what you do. You're not telling the demons to go where Jesus sends them. He's telling you, you command the demons to leave, and you go where Jesus sends you. I am equipping you with all you need to walk in victory.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. That's
it's the same
awesome.
Thing I was
that's
talking about.
Good.
You just
I
tell those spirits, if they come there to your Thanksgiving dinner, to leave.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, you can tell them to leave.
That's right.
Wherever you
I
go.
I do that every day. Even here.
Every day. Yeah, yeah.
I wake
right
up in the morning and say, I have the victory. I have the victory. Thank you, Lord. And I just go on in my day. Yeah.
And, you know, now I've got habitational authority here in Branson, Missouri. But any place he sends me, I've got authority as well, wherever I am.
That's right.
Even let's take Max for an example. Bahrain is not a place known for the presence of God, at least for the dominating presence of God. Or Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Riyadh. Yeah.
So, Saudi Arabia. But where Max goes, he's got the authority. He can call on God and tell the devils to leave around him. Okay, here we go with our words from the Lord. Day before Thanksgiving. Just to remind you the importance of planning your life for the glory of God. So you are able to live on purpose and follow where God leads. That's our purpose in life. Give him glory, live for his purposes, and follow where he leads. Job 28:28. And unto man, he said, and this word is Adam, which means mankind, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. That's what he tells all mankind. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously, without reproach, and it will be given to him. Job 12:13.
Correct.
with God, are wisdom and might. He has counsel. To him belong counsel and understanding. Here it is in the New American. With him are wisdom and might. To him belong counsel and understanding. You see, he's the one, the multitude of counsels, his counsel. Underlined. Trust God. I have good
trust
things. Yeah, that would be just those two words. I have good things for my children in heaven, and all be revealed on the day of Jesus Christ. Keep trusting into your Lord, seeking my purpose and my will. Faithfully guide your steps. Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. By wisdom, this is one of my verses for Migdal Arbel. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in abundance of counselors, there is safety. And remember, it's his counselors. Proverbs 20:18. Plans are established by counsel, by wise guidance, wage war. Proverbs 2:1-6. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and treasure for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. And I'm not saying that you can't get good counsel from men on earth. You can, but only if they get their counsel from God and his word. Otherwise, you could get into a dither. All right. In this prayer with my friend and prophet, this is strong faith in God. Character that weathers, and I'm suggesting that that word might be any, A-N-Y. But that's what I'll do. I'll put any in parentheses when I write this. I'll give it the way Max gave it, and then I'll put it into parentheses because to me it makes sense. In this prayer with my friend and prophet, this is strong faith in God. Character that weathers any storm, following, underlined, the Lord's purpose for your life and being in the center of my will. And that was underlined from the Lord's purpose for your life and being in the center of my will. Psalm 90:12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. First Peter 1:13.
know you're thinking.
Yeah, I am. wherefore I am. I you almost want to stop and do that. You know what I'm saying? Before you go on, but we need to go on. Okay, here's 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to read it in the King James, excuse me, in the Amplified. So brace up your minds. Be sober. Set your hope wholly and unchangeably on the grace that is coming to you when Jesus Christ the Messiah is revealed. We've got things. You know, he's already told us here that he has things for us in heaven that will be revealed. That was the second statement. Trust God. I have good things for my children in heaven and all to be revealed on the day of Jesus Christ. All right, if we read this scripture, 1 Peter 1:13, I think it refers right back to that statement, even though it's two statements ahead. 1 Peter 1:13, let me read it in the Amplified, and that's the one I'm going to write in my book. So brace up your minds, be sober, set your hope wholly and unchangeably on the grace that is coming to you when Jesus Christ the Messiah is revealed. That goes with that very much. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Woo, I can't wait till that day. I have to wait, but I don't want to wait. All right. Oh, but God has revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. So we have a hint of them in our spirits. Our spirits really, you know, the deep things of God, our spirit catches glimpses of them. And I'm going to use the word deep because that's in the King James. Here's the King James on 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, here's the next statement. A deep trust in my faithfulness that God knows and guides your future. I have a deep trust in that, my folks. I have a deep trust. I just do. A deep trust in God's faithfulness that he knows and guides my future. James 4:14-15. Let's see what these are, because he's going to report them in a minute. I mean, repeat them. James 4:14-15. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. We trust the Lord completely. We have deep faith that he holds our future, yet we really don't know what it exactly is. But we trust him with it. Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Underlined. Listen, church. Worry about what might happen steals peace from what is happening. When you are watching the world become increasingly unstable and wondering what's coming next, Your assurance that things will work out is me, your God and Lord. That's a deep faith. That's a deep faith. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That's it. We trust in the Lord. We see all this stuff going on around us, but we got a deep faith that it's going to work out because of him. Hallelujah. Okay. And now James 4, 13 through 15. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. Psalm 37, 23, and 24. The steps, King James says, a good man, really good is not in there, but if you read Hebrew, it's going to say a gever, which is a good man. A gever is a champion man, a man who follows God. The steps of a gever, the name Gabriel, Gabriel, the angel, archangel, Gavur, Gever, champion. The steps of a Gever are established by Jehovah, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. I will accomplish, now underlined, this is all underlined. I will accomplish all my purposes. God has plans for you, plans for welfare and not for evil. Your times are in his hand, in my hands. Your times are in my hands, comforting you all, churches. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Ecclesiastes 11:5. As you do not know, oh, I love this spirit. The way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child. So you do not know the work of God who makes everything. This tells us, this scripture reveals that it is God who puts the spirit into the bones of the womb as the child is forming. The mother and father prepare the body, but God puts in the spirit. And your New Testament calls him the Father of Spirits. And you don't know how he does that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the same way, you don't know everything God's doing. We don't. But we trust him. That's the point of it all. We trust him. He's at work, and we know he's at work. We might look around us, and things look pretty crazy, but we don't get our eyes on that. We get our eyes on his plans and purposes for us and for the world. Philippians 1:6. And above all else, we know Now, I added that. That's not in here. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can you remind yourselves that God is for you? You are found in Christ. Those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. John 10:10. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I remember Brother Hagin saying it like this: that which steals, kills, or destroys is not from God. It's from the thief, the devil. Some people will think, well, oh, God let this happen for a reason. Teach me something. No, he didn't. If it stole from you, if it killed you, if it destroyed you, it didn't come from God. It came from the devil. You can't say, well, why didn't God save my child who drowned in the pond? For instance, that wasn't God.
Yeah.
That wasn't God. Hallelujah. This verse right here tells you easily what comes from the devil and what comes from God. He came that you might have life. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Romans 8:31, and here is that good verse. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then underlined, do this, church. Command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave. And go where God sends you. I am equipping you with all you need to walk in victory. And all of that was underlined. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of God may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, I am content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Philippians 3:14. I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Trust in me. I think we might say a whole lot of this afternoon has to do with purpose for our lives, God's great grand purpose, and our trust in him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
and right now, I remind you, tell the devils to go. Don't let them come at your Thanksgiving table. Do this, church. Command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave. And go where God, Jesus sends you, church. I am equipping you with all you need to walk in victory. Have a victorious Thanksgiving. The very best ever. No matter what's going on in this world. Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Anything else you wanted to say, Brother Max?
I'll be like 10 or 15 minutes tonight at 6:30 p.m. on Facebook, not anything else, just Facebook. And I don't think I'm gonna have my prayer call on Friday morning because I'll be a little busy. Praise the Lord. Enjoy your weekend. Be blessed. Have a great, wonderful weekend with your family, and we just love you. Continue to pray for us here in the Middle East. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Shalom,
Thank
shalom.
you.
And I think Brother
Shalom,
Max
shalom.
lacks a bit having the budget met for that meeting. So if you wanted to give a Thanksgiving offering to Yeshua's Love Heals, that would probably go toward the meeting in Jordan. So, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.